Sometimes an announcement is as notable for what's not included as for what is. As WBAA's Stan Jastrzebski reports, that was the case Tuesday at Purdue University as the school announced a $20 million National Science Foundation grant to study fossil fuels and pollution from them.
The money will help a Purdue-led national research center study what its leaders are calling bridge fuels. In other words, fuel made from gas that's trapped in underground rock. It's extracted through hydraulic fracturing, or fracking. The researchers say it'll be needed to satisfy the country's demand for oil until renewable resources like wind and solar become the dominant energy sources in the future. But there was no mention of the F-word, fracking, during a public celebration of the grant or in any of the promotional materials concerning it. It's a controversial technology that some environmentalists say can poison groundwater or cause earthquakes due to increased underground pressure. But Purdue officials insist it was not a conscious choice to avoid that charged terminology. Here's Vice President for Research and Partnerships Suresh Giramella, who's also an engineer.
If you wrote a book on this, we would talk about a lot of this stuff, right? This is a short press release that talks about the research, and we're focused on our contribution to this thing, which is a good contribution.
Purdue will lead a five-university team on the project. That group will be headed by chemical engineering professor Fabio Ribeiro, who says fracking isn't a concern with this research.
We didn't mention the word hydraulic fracturing, or what they call fracking, because we are what's called downstream. Those are the people that's called upstream, that does the production of the oil. We don't do production. We do, once the oil and the gas is out of the ground, that's when we come.
But other environmental scientists disagree.
To the extent that they want to make the argument about, you know, this just being a bridge fuel that will help lower carbon emissions, or greenhouse gas emissions, I should say, then upstream is part of the equation that I think you can't ignore.
That's Colin Jeralmick, chair of New York University's Environmental Studies Department. He's researched how communities are affected by fracking and says he doesn't even believe that the process poses the large-scale threats to groundwater that some scientists claim it does. But he says he understands why Purdue's press release might have avoided using that term.
It mentions twice that there are industry partners. It doesn't say who those industry partners are or what their role is. You know, I would imagine that their industry partners, if they're from the gas industry, would not like them using the word fracking.
Fabio Ribeiro says he does see an end point to Purdue's research in about half a century.
We're not going to be able to not use fossil fuels for, we think, about 50 years. Why not use the resources that are in this country so that we could be energy efficient? We don't energy efficient, but also we don't need to use energy from import from other sources.
But Hoosier Environmental Council Executive Director Jesse Carbonda says researchers could move much faster than that.
Premier universities like Purdue ought to be at the forefront of focusing on zero carbon technologies. We believe that our society can leapfrog from our current fossil fuel dominated economy to a renewables economy far faster than might be perceived by some.
And NYU's Colin Jeralmick says the longer it takes to get away from fossil fuels, of which shale gas is one, the harder that transition will be.
We create an entire infrastructure around it, right? Like liquefying natural gas, creating all these process centers. Then we're putting a lot of fixed capital in another hydrocarbon that is going to make us not want to transition to renewable energy. So I'm very skeptical of this argument about bridge fuel in the long run.
Terms such as fossil fuels and fracking are also avoided in the name of Purdue's new engineering research center, which is called CSTAR, the Center for Innovative and Strategic Transformation of Alkane Resources. Oh, and one last thing that was conspicuously absent from the gala celebrating the National Science Foundation grant, current NSF Director Franz Cordova, Purdue's immediate past president. For WBAA News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.